All right, now it's something we want to return to every now and then on the show. It's a little spot we want to say, do you mind if we look at your record collection? It's just ringing up famous people cold and saying to them, look, we said we were ringing, but here's why we're ringing. We want to know about your record collection. Now, we were going to get Tony Blair on, but he's apparently busy rocking and rolling the night away, and that was about an hour ago. So I'm going to pick up this phone, and I'm going to ring half of the Ann and Nick partnership. I usually ring, what is it? Okay, so let me tease the audience. It's 021. That's dangerous television, isn't it? 454. Oh, and then the rest of it. Okay, nice. So there it is. I usually bring this up and drive a wedge of suspicion between him and Anne.
Hello.
Hey, Nick Owen.
Hello.
Hey, Stanley Baker. As I was just saying, I won't lie to you, Tom Hanks was going to be doing this spot. Seriously, and I thought we'd get a little Forrest Gump plug in, but he didn't want to do it. So I thought we'd start the series with you, Nick Owen. Tell us about your record collection. How are you, Nick, by the way? Rocking? Good?
Well, I'm not too brilliant because I sort of tore a muscle in my leg this afternoon playing squash, you know what I mean?
How bad is that?
Well, it's a bit painful. I'm on crutches and stuff. You know?
You're going to be there for us all when the series comes back?
Yeah, I'll be back. No. But I'll be there. But at the moment, it's a bit of a worry, but it's a bit uncomfortable, you know.
Nick, we're going to ask you now 6 questions about your record collection.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Straight answers, right? Here we go. Nick, what's the first album you ever bought?
The first single was Dynamite and Travelling Light by Cliff Richard.
Okay, now, of course, it's released on that double CD set you can get available now. Number 2, what was the last album you bought, Nick?
I think it was Eric Clapton, Unplugged.
You bought Unplugged?
Yeah.
I suppose you get them sent free at your office, do you? No, you do.
What do you mean asking me questions like
by
that?
By the armful, I'm saying. Okay, Eric Clapton, Unplugged. Where do you keep your albums, Nick? Where do you keep them? How are they arranged?
Well, I mean, the old albums, you know, the old sort of 45 and 33s and all those sort of things, are all sort of stuffed in a cupboard somewhere.
No. Men don't do that, Nick Owen. Men know exactly where their albums are, and they know exactly how they're arranged. Alphabetically, is it, Nick?
Oh, they're a shambles, Danny.
Yeah, going alphabetically, is it?
No, you're joking. I don't know the alphabet anyway, so I couldn't do it like that.
How many albums have you got?
Oh, I think about 50 or 60.
Talk it up. You ain't got 50 or 60.
All right, nobody. 210.
About 200, exactly 210. Okay. Do you hide some of the more dubious purchases in other places?
I beg your pardon?
Do you hide some of your more... Jonathan Ross talking about that.
Are we talking about records now?
Yes, we're talking about records. What do you say is, like, the thing you'd least admit to? For a while, it was the Carpenters, people used to say.
Yeah.
They're back in vogue now.
Well, I think the record that I probably think is the worst I ever bought was the Game of Love, I think it was, by Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders. Do you remember that?
One was auctioned off the other week for £400.
Really?
No, I'm just joking. Okay. What would you say is the greatest record ever made?
Oh, God, there's loads of them. Well, I mean, one of my favourites is Waterloo Sunset by the Kinks.
You
like
that? Nodding in the audience here, you're turning out to be a hip old cat.
Oh, it's a little cracker, that. And I loved Going Back by Dusty Springfield. I was in love with Dusty Springfield in my teens. I wrote to her, but she never replied, of course.
Such a shame she never married.
Well, that's it. She was waiting, I felt. I also like Lying Eyes by the Eagles.
I always wanted to marry Dusty Springfield, but I always wanted a manly chest and a slim waist, but I don't think nature's listening in any of those counts. Okay. And lastly, what do you think about the Rolling Stones touring again? Should they tour again?
Yes, of course they are. If I can still play squash, Mick Jagger can still strut his stuff.
Good answer. You know what they call that tour, though?
What?
They're calling it Cocoon 3. Ladies and gentlemen, that's been Nick Owen telling us about his record. Thanks, Nick.